Kamala Harris pushes false Trump coronavirus hoax, then calls for bipartisanship in Jason Bateman podcast. By David Ng on August 17, 2020. Kamala Harris has resurrected the false claim that President Donald Trump called the coronavirus a hoax in a podcast interview with actors Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Democratic vice presidential candidate then called for bipartisan cooperation, insisting politicians should put aside their ideologies and come together to fix the country's problems. Harris was a guest on the latest episode of Smartless, a weekly podcast that the Hollywood stars launched to cover the worlds of show business and politics. In the conversation, which was recorded the day before Joe Biden announced Harris as his running mate, the California senator claimed that President Trump from the beginning called the coronavirus a hoax and muzzled healthcare professionals. In actuality, President Trump used the word hoax to refer to Democrats' efforts to weaponize the coronavirus pandemic against him. "This is their new hoax," he said during a February campaign rally in South Carolina. Jason Bateman, who currently stars in Netflix's Ozark, didn't correct Harris during the podcast, nor did his two co-hosts. Later, Harris called on Democrats and Republicans to put aside their differences to work on things like infrastructure. "These are the things I hope we can actually agree on in a bipartisan way and put aside the ideology and get to fixing some of these problems that are really practical," she said. The podcast hosts once again failed to push back, skipping over Harris' role in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, where she led efforts to smear the Supreme Court justice nominee during his confirmation hearings in 2018. Harris was condemned by the left and right for tweeting a deceptively edited video in which she claimed Kavanaugh opposed birth control. Instead of holding her accountable, the celebrity hosts lobbed a series of softball questions, asking about her hobbies and how she handles fame. "I love people," Harris gushed. She also said she unwinds by cooking her favorite recipes for roast chicken recipe and bolognese. Harris also addressed the controversy surrounding the U.S. Postal Service, calling the beleaguered federal agency historically reliable and a lifeline for small businesses. "It's part of our democracy," she said. Co-host Will Arnett incorrectly stated that the USPS loses millions a year. In actuality, the agency loses billions of dollars annually. It lost $2.2 billion in just the three-month period that ended in June. "There are certain essential government functions that should not be privatized, and one of them is the Postal Service," Harris said. The vice presidential candidate added that Democrats need to mobilize against the president's attack on mail-in ballots. "That means getting people registered to vote. It means emphasizing early voting, because I am concerned about the manipulation of the Postal Service," she said. "We don't want ballots being counted weeks after the election, because it's predictable this guy, Trump, will create incredible chaos." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.